Smashing Closet Band. And here's the plan to steal all your cash. Smashing Claws, Claw Machine. One new song, a bit every week. Welcome to the Claw Machine. Smashing Claws, Claw Machine.
Welcome to Smashy Claws Claw Machine, week 39, the blob that ate everyone. A blob, so an amorphous object that consumed the entire quantity of people available is what I'm saying. We're getting into the Halloween season here on Claw Machine, and the coming weeks we'll continue this theme with some more creepy sort of songs. This one in particular and a few of the other creepy ones that are coming up are inspired by R.L. Stine's Goosebumps series. You astute 90s kids out there probably already noted that The Blob That Ate Everyone is in fact a Goosebumps book title. And this is because a friend of mine and I were watching Netflix and going through the Goosebumps series, the TV show they did to adapt the books. And we were just going down the list of episode titles and just marveling at the outlandish ridiculousness of them. And I said to my friend, I said, friend, wouldn't it be a spindiferous idea if some band were to take these titles and write completely unrelated songs based on them? Unrelated in the sense that it's not directly inspired by the plot of that particular story in the Goosebumps series. Obviously, our song has a blob, their episode or book has a blob, so they both have blobs. They're full of blobs, both these things, but they're unrelated in the sense that I didn't write the song about that episode. It just took the title as inspiration. I remember we wrote this by starting with that descending arpeggiated riff that runs throughout the thing, and we improvised the vocal melody over it. Usually we'll write a song and kind of work on it for a bit, but that kind of improvisation that we did over the descending arpeggiation is the song that you hear. We didn't really do much tinkering with it. We had this as the verse, and then Nathan kind of tacked on the chorus that you hear with his tachyon cannon blasting away, tacking on choruses to verses that we had written. And Nathan put this video together all on his own. My little Nathan's just growing up right before our eyes. And it's just a kind of a compilation of a bunch of blobby movies. There's like apparently a bunch of blob movies, so he just kind of found a bunch of them and put them together with the narrative of the song, and I like it. It's a fun little video. Hey, so listen, we're doing an Indiegogo campaign to fund our next two albums. We're making two albums out of these claw machine songs that we've been releasing all year, and we're finally putting them together into these cohesive, beautiful, mastered, final pieces of art. And you can help us out at tinyurl.com/smashygogo. It'd really help us out if you'd go look at that and see if you'd want to maybe give us some money so we can make these two albums. There's so many cool things you can get besides those two albums. If two albums weren't enough, which it should be, because how many bands do two albums? Every band is content to do one album. We're doing two. But if that weren't enough, you can also get a t-shirt, a poster, a custom song, so many things. So go check that out, why don't you? And also, this Thursday, a couple days from now, we're doing a show at Lost Lake in Denver, opening up for Christopher the Conquered at his show at Lost Lake. So if you want to see Smashy Claw live, you can go do that at Lost Lake on Thursday. We go on at 10 p.m., I believe. We'll be playing all sorts of great Christopher the Conquered complimenting songs. Not that the songs in the lyrically will comment or compliment Christopher the Conquered, though now that I've mentioned that as a thing that I could do, I'm sure I will write a full album of Christopher the Conquered complimenting songs. Christopher the Complimented, I think I'll call it. But I mean, the songs will just, they'll gel well with the audience of Christopher the Conquered. One would hope, at least. So, if you want to come see that, go to Lost Lake on Thursday, where a lot of cool rock and roll's going on. I'm not describing this very well. Just come out to Lost Lake, goddammit! All right. Thanks, everybody, for checking out Claw Machine this week. The blob that ate everyone. Week 39. We're getting close to the end, people. Bye.